This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
I guess this qualifies as breaking news since it just happened in the last hour or so. We got a lot of people texting us about it. We'll get to Will Anderson and him winning Defensive Player of the Week in just a second. But we're getting a lot of people asking about it because one of the topics on the show today has been, what do the Texans need to look at acquiring? What position should they attack at the trade deadline here? And the people really want some help in the defensive backfield, as Seth was able to gauge on social media earlier this week, and then subsequently demand that Nick Caserio make a trade in that area yesterday.
Yes.
How do you feel, Seth? This wouldn't be a trade because this guy is now out on the market, but Adam Schefter tweeting this within the last hour. Titans are honoring the request of former Pro Bowl safety Jamal Adams for his release. Adams is healthy and looking forward to his next opportunity. His agents confirmed this to Adam Schefter. So Jamal Adams, who is not in the same universe as the player he was when he was traded for two first-round picks by the Seahawks from the
right.
Jets back in the day.
Yeah, and has played very little in the last two seasons, 2022 and 2023.
Yeah.
Missed a bunch of games in 2022, played about half a season in last year. That doesn't do it for me. I think that Jamal Adams, if I want safeties who can't cover, then there's plenty of guys out there.
Yeah,
that don't have the name appeal of Jamal Adams.
Yeah.
It was one of the weirder trades to begin with when he went to Seattle.
Yeah.
Originally, and now in Tennessee, he's not played hardly at all. He's played 20 total snaps this season, so
yeah,
that doesn't do it for me. I honestly don't want a safety. I want a slot corner.
Yep.
I want a cornerback. I want a guy that can cover man, and that's what they need right now more than anything else.
A lot of people suggesting Xavien Howard on the text page. I'm like, Xavien Howard, like Jamal Adams, gaudy resume, made a lot of money. I have no idea what he is now. Like, again, as you pointed out, Patrick Peterson sitting on a couch. He's out there, but he is sitting on a couch. It's not as though people are, that we know of, banging down his door to get him on a team right now.
Xavien Howard has not been the same guy the last couple years.
Right.
And I think that people are trying to figure out, okay, can we blame that all on Vic Fangio? Because plenty of defensive backs have done well with Vic Fangio. So I tend to think that, no, all right, Xavien Howard might just be at that point in his career where he's not as good as he used to be for whatever reason. But having said that, I have zero objection to them seeing what he's got.
Sure.
Now, and they might sign him. They might trade for somebody else and also bring Xavien Howard in. It gets dicey with the roster positions and everything, but I am intrigued by him.
Yeah.
I'm more intrigued by him than some of the other guys because he's still relatively young. I don't think he's up past 30 yet.
Xavien Howard. Well, we know about Xavien Howard, too. He was campaigning to come here in the offseason. He was basically like standing with a sign practically outside NRG Stadium, like that fullback back in the day, like that guy back in the day standing there. Hey, sign me, Texans. That was practically Xavien Howard on social media. He wanted to be a Houston Texan.
He's 31 years old.
Okay, yeah, that sounds about right. I thought it was interesting, too. We just got done talking to Marcus Eversole from Green Bay, 107.5, the Fan up in Green Bay. It sounds like their safety situation is very similar to the Texans in that Javon Bullard, the highly drafted rookie, they've bumped him down to slot corner, kind of like what the Texans have done with Petrie. And Evan Williams, the rookie fourth-round pick, is playing a lot of safety now for this team, similar to Kalen Bullock, the rookie third-round pick of the Houston Texans. It sounds like they're kind of doing a lot of the similar moving parts in the secondary to the Houston Texans. Doing a little better because they're turning teams over a whole lot more right now.
Very opportunistic defense here. This is very explosive on offense. So the Packers lost to the Vikings, but I think they're the only team that scored more than 20 points versus that Vikings defense. Jordan Love had 4 touchdown receptions in that game, or 4 passes in that game. So they're the real deal offensively, and they've got the ability to hit the deep strikes. They've got the ability to hit explosive runs. So this will be a much bigger challenge than the Texans have had the last couple weeks. And that's no shade at Josh Allen. It's just that Jordan Love has better weaponry around him than Josh Allen does right now.
No doubt. Big step up in weight class for sure for the defense. Will Anderson won his first ever AFC Defensive Player of the Week. Huge week. 8 tackles, 3 sacks, 4 TFLs. He leads the league in tackles for loss right now. He's tied for 5th in sacks. He's making that jump that we were all hoping and expecting for in year 2. And his numbers looked a lot like J.J. Watt's numbers used to look back in the day. In fact, he was asked about that yesterday at his locker during open locker room on having a J.J. Watt-type day on Sunday.
I respect this game so much, and I look up to J.J., man. He's been a great, you know, role model in my life. He's been helping me, you know, keeping me encouraged and everything like that, man. And you just got to keep going. Can't get comfortable. And I think Coach Ryan, he always hit it on the head, man, just staying on edge. And that's for me and my mentality. That's how I always operate, man. It's like, yeah, that's good, but, like, what's next? What you going to do now? So it's just about just enjoying the process, man, loving this process, falling in love with this process, man, to keep growing, keep getting better each week. And that's just my biggest thing is how can I get 1% better each week and how can I stay consistent as long as possible until the end of the season.
He's encouraging you. Are you guys in communication?
He texts me. He's like, have a day, man. And he always texts me every time, you know, something good happens or if you see something, man. And like I said, he's been a great role model for me, man. He's been a great guy to have in my corner to help.
He's got Will Anderson. It's almost like he's going to a fancy prep school with all the best teachers and tutors.
Oh yeah,
because he's got J.J. Watt, he's got Danielle Hunter, he's got Jerry Hughes, he's got all these older good guys to lean on.
Derek Barnett,
it's really cool. Yeah,
Mario Edwards. It's Danico Autry, who he really likes. He feels like he's kind of had a little bit of a breakthrough with Danico Autry. We'll hear that in the next segment.
I like that Danico's going to come back. So Danico, who plays with an edge, I like that he comes back under the gun of in the scrutiny of having had a PED suspension.
Yeah.
And that people are, you know, in his mind, I'm sure he's thinking like, oh, people are questioning whether I can still do it or not.
I hope he's thinking that way.
Yeah. He goes out and has, if he has any fewer than 4 sacks, I'll be disappointed.
Okay, I'm here for that. 4th time this year, the Texans have had a player of the week. Kaimi's got 2, and Joe Mixon had 1 in week 1. And they unveiled the chain, the player of the week chain, that they've each gotten to wear. This thing's been passed around quite a bit now because they've won 4 out of 6 weeks. We've seen a Texan win one of these things.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm a big fan of the chain. I think it's cool looking. It's the new H, you know, it's got all the various jewels on there. Who knows how much that thing costs to make? Little surprised. It doesn't seem like Nick Caserio, noted wrestling fan, you know, belts and things like that. Not a big fan. I don't think a big fan of the chain, the player of the week chain.
Look, I'm pretty low profile. I mean, I'm not a big car guy. I'm not a big clothing guy. I'm not a big jewelry guy. I know that surprises like the entire city
Shocking,
of Houston right
yeah.
now. But so
you're not going to wear the Player of the Week chain around the locker room at any point this season?
Don't ask me about that, Sean. I don't think that's a good question that you should ask me.
Okay.
Yeah, that didn't sound at all. That didn't sound like a personal preference thing. It sounds like he's not a fan of the turnover chain.
Yeah.
Or, no, excuse me, not the turnover
player
chain.
Player of the Week chain.
Yeah,
not at all. Which is very strange to me. Like, for a guy who really likes not just WWE, but like the glitzy characters of WWE.
Well, you know, like we struggle with this when we realize, oh, we got to fight. I got to tamp down the angry old man in me.
Yeah.
I got to tamp down the middle-aged dude in me. Sometimes when the players are doing stuff that's like very Gen Z-ish,
yeah.
that you're like, all right, yeah, that's fine. They're cool. I'm not a grumpy old man. The Player of the Week chain doesn't even feel like That doesn't feel like a generational thing. That feels like, oh, yeah, that's just a fun thing to do. What's Nick's objection to it?
They all look so happy when they're wearing it, you know? What are we, against happiness here? Here's the thing I'm most excited about, Seth, is that the Texans have players that are worthy of being considered for Player of the Week on the regular. On a regular basis, the Texans, going back to week 9 of last year, that was the Tampa Bay game where CJ threw for almost 500 yards. Half of the weeks since then, 8 of the 16 weeks of NFL football have had a Texan as a Player of the Week since then. Now 3 of them are Kaimi, but still.
Okay, so I wonder if it's this. Yeah. Maybe it's this, because this is how I used to be as a player. I used to get nervous sometimes when you see young guys spending a lot of money on jewelry.
Oh, yeah.
It's one of those things where you're like, oh, man, and it's custom jewelry, too. It's not like a Rolex that you could sell back or something necessarily. I started to get nervous about just like, all right, man, just be sure you just be smart.
Yeah.
Maybe that's that part of him that just doesn't like seeing guys spend a lot of money on jewelry just because it's not a great long-term purchase.
Maybe, do we know
same
who?
As like if you see a young guy with a $300,000 Lamborghini
sure.
or something, you're like, oh, man, like, really wish you would have just saved that money instead.
Yeah, no, totally fair point. Do we know?
Yeah.
We don't know who. I'll ask Omar, like, who's... Because it's only one chain that they pass around.
Right.
It's not multiple.
Yeah.
Like, whose pocket did that come out of? Like, who had to pay for that?
If it was a player that did it, it was definitely a veteran player. So I think maybe Nick just doesn't like seeing too many guys get into the chain, jewelry and cars and all the other
That's
stuff
interesting.
In general.
They get a whiff of it a little bit.
Yeah. Just try to live frugally as much as possible.
That's interesting. Yeah that's a good, that's an interesting thought. All right, final segment. Oh, let's give away the Tom Segura ticket. Sorry about that, Ben. We need to do that right now. 713-572-4610. Comedian Tom Segura coming live to NRG Arena. This is on April the 5th, so this is next year. But a chance to win tickets right now. Caller number 5. We're going to do this tomorrow as well. We've been doing this all week long. Tickets to see comedian Tom Segura at NRG Arena on April the 5th next year. Call now. 713-572-4610. Seth mentioned Danico Autry. What are we getting in Danico? What are we getting back in Danico Autry? And what is the intrigue level of this reunion coming up tonight, which you can hear on Sports Radio 610 later on tonight?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.